a matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. Looks like I got caught in the actual. Why you niggas style so fucking practical? Sound like you went to the store and got raps to go. But I'm closing the door like Lactico. I got the most art and my style's kinda classical. No rabbit in the hat, but it's magical. Your girl ride me, kinda like a saddle gun. Pass the game to me like a forward, lateral. I'm going up cause I'm high like ladders go. You couldn't get a buzz if you took a Adderall. Wait, I mean Adderall. Trying to stay out of court so I don't play basketball. But your girlfriend never ever passed the ball. Being next to die is the only way I'm after y'all. I'm a headache, you might need some aspirin, dog. Shit, my tracks bang from here to Aspen, dog. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness. I'm ashamed to use discretion. Cocaine's in this injection. The game is so depressing. There's no game with its progression. So I came with this selection to show change to this profession. Y'all so lame in each direction. I'm untamed with no correction. Off the chain, the light's reflected. I'm in your chick. No conception. Call me strange, but I can still catch your dame like interception. You wish you were my reflection. Instead, you're just my impression. Fuck your man, your wife, your kids, your life in a galaxy. You slept in your dreams. Cause it's all in your head like inception. I'm so high, cause I'm a spirit that just came to teach you lessons, and my swag is not one class, and my C's ain't taught in sessions, and I aim in the right direction, and add your brain into my collection, and I tried to talk to God, but I have yet to meet his blessings. I'm the sickest round Milwaukee, and my rap should see perfection. Say you hood, but your resume lacks a decent reference, and your girl is trying to fuck, so we share an equal preference. As I'm gone, but focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness, and I'm gone, but focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. Ladies and gentlemen, Davey the veteran gave me the medicine, then made me diminish them. Bitches say they favorite is the songs I kill the bitches in. They frowned upon murder, but I make it seem interesting. I freestyle murder, bitch, so tell me, where's my sentences? I said I freestyle, bitch, freestyle, so where bitch would the sentence end? My girl ain't in fifth grade, but she been a 10. I'll slit my wrist and watch it heal, and then I'll slit my wrist again. Can't you fucking tell I'm sick? I do shit for the hell of it. Like, fuck your girl, then drug her, take her overseas and sell the bitch. I'm just really good at rap. No, I don't prepare. If you can show me hell, then I'll believe I'm going there. Cause if your religious views are correct, we're all going there. And I don't give a fuck long as Satan let me blow in there. Whoa, my style cold like a polar bear. Party over here, ain't nothing over there.
Yeah,
okay, come find find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness. I'm gone, but focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. But focus, come find me where the smoke is. I was twisted when I wrote this, cause I'm high from all this dopeness and I'm gone. I'm gone, I'm gone. Yeah. Black world.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me s**ting myself.
I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you. On the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able to do our shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see them do more than tangible to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words wall like jihad. I write dope, flow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my soul's see the munchies.
Welcome to the re-air of Tuesday's episode of Definitely Fresh Show, live on a Thursday evening. I'm your host, Young Fresh, and Mr. Tone Def is on the ones and twos. The Ghetto Prophet will be in the building a little bit later. Maybe we'll have a timeline correspondent in the building. I don't know. He may have to work. You know, today is Thursday.
Nah, he was
being later.
She's here already, but he might not make it because he's talking about trying to go to MME. So,
I really know. We'll you know what? He did all that. Talk about he not like a part of the show, but he never a part of the show.
Exactly.
But what did it matter to him if he was on the website or not?
Typical ignorant African American activities is what he was participating in, basically.
I wasn't, well, hey, man, all my friends on the website, I want to be on the website. Was it one of those?
Basically.
If it was one of those, I can understand. I'd do that, too.
Basically.
No, but that was before FME got trumped by the turn-up team. He wasn't kicking it with turn-up team then.
Oh, yeah, we got trumped for team turn-up, so he'd rather hang out with some cocaine, Miley Pop, and the old hoes and drink Blue Moon. But, hey, I'm not judging.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Right.
you just did, bro. But, well, yes, we're on Thursday, so that means for all y'all who was trying to listen to Sound Dropping today, I'm going to try to throw it together real quick for you tomorrow. But we might not even be in the building tomorrow because we got so much shit to do. Who knows? It might snow. Fuck it. Well, it is going to snow. I might do it anyway.
Right. But, I can't judge people on my show.
No. We don't care that you judge people, but don't say you not judging people while you judging them.
I think that's what makes it funnier when you say you're not judging them while you're judging.
All right. Well, we learned two things last week, people. Number one, we cannot play white people's music on the Definitely Fresh Show.
No, we cannot.
And number two, some of these questions might be from people that actually work for Blog Talk.
That might be it, too. They didn't like the responses they got, so they shut us down.
So we don't make it through What Would Mimi Do Tonight. That is the reason why.
Well, Mimi's not sleepy tonight. I'm up doing homework, and it's actually cold in my house. I cut the heat down, so I'm nowhere near, like, comfortable. So yeah. We should be good.
Besides, don't you got that midnight deadline, or that only on the weekend?
No, that's only on the weekends. I'm getting a jump start today so that I won't be rushing at midnight tomorrow.
Right. Because last week, people, she worked for about 8 hours straight and missed the deadline.
Only because the website timed out and I had to re-log in and navigate back to the link. And by the time I did that, it was 12 o'clock and the link expires at 11:59.
Right.
But when my teacher emailed me, I just told her, I said, I did complete the work, but whatever, I don't know what happened. Whenever I tried to load it, I would browse for the file, and then I would attach the zip folder. But every time I tried to upload it, my browser would freeze. So she reopened the link for me and allowed me to submit it that day.
Well, that's what's up. So maybe that teacher is not an ass. Maybe.
I'm just a good liar.
That too. Well, you just ousted yourself on air. So if she ever wants to listen, you kind of messed that
whatever.
Up.
Whatever.
But
believe me, she's not listening to us coons.
Nah, she won't. Shout out to the Bucks for fucking up their roster today. Just for one white boy to come off the bench.
Look. Let's talk about shit that I don't care about after my segment, so that way if I want to hang up or go to sleep, I can.
Well, the good thing is we do have a lot of new entries for today. So even though we used a couple of them and I didn't delete Tuesday's episode, we got some fresh ones we can actually go into. So definitely we can go ahead and kick tonight off with Mimi's segment. Called What Would Mimi Do, people? And you know what? Let's go ahead and let's give her some intro music. I hate that, but I love it. All right. First person, actually, who submitted an entry today... actually, it's not talking about sex, which confused me at first, but okay. She says, I have a question that's not about sex. I need advice. My son's dad has come back into the picture after 15 years. I'm grateful he wants a relationship with our son. We were both young when I got pregnant and he left and never came back until now. Is it wrong that I still love this man? He owned to his wrongdoing. I have totally forgiven him since we've talked. Since then, we have talked more and more, and I fell in love for him even more and more again. Am I crazy for giving him a second chance?
Hello? Are we still live?
Yes,
we are. They tried to censor me again, man.
No, you probably tried to censor yourself.
Okay. So, this will be one of those days where we probably needed to be on YouTube because... my facial expression doesn't show over the air.
No, it does
but,
not.
And you can't tell somebody, oh, well, you know, you're wrong for still loving them. You can't help who you love, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could, I'm sure it would be a lot less people getting murdered behind files and divorces and a whole bunch of other shit. Now, why I can't say that she's wrong for still loving him, I can say that I don't fucking understand it.
Okay, wait.
Basically, the first entry, she still loves her baby daddy after this nigga been missing for 15 years. So, dude came back.
Yeah.
He basically said, hey, I fucked up. We were young. I want to do right by y'all. So she wants to give him a second chance, but basically she don't want to feel like a dumb bitch for doing it.
So it's been 15 years and dude just decided to say, hey, daddy's home.
I guess.
You know what? This is one of them times where I wish that I knew in advance that this was going to be a question because I would have requested a soundboard a Tupac Daddy's Home because that intro was so cold.
Well, the crazy
Daddy's
part,
home.
The good thing is the
So,
the
you say
upright.
That like that's supposed to mean something to me. You've been going a long motherfucking time to be coming in talking that Daddy's Home shit.
Well, the good thing is, come April, we will be able to do that stuff. I can't say too much more, but that is one of the perks of the future.
No, but like, I don't know. The situation just seems kind of tricky to me because it seemed to me from this, you know, question anyway. I mean, we don't have all of the details and specifics, but from the way that the question was asked, like, is she more concerned about her rekindling her relationship than her kid building a relationship with the dad?
And I think that's what it is. I think she, because, you know, after being gone for 15 years, especially if it's a boy, he can give two shits about dude. Like,
nigga, if you're gone away, like, Jelly Bean dad even been gone away that long. And you see how I treat him. Like, nigga, you don't have nothing to say to me. If you trying to build anything, you need to be over there trying to build it with your daughter. You ain't got nothing to say to me on that level. Your concern needs to be with building a relationship with your child because you have not been around her like that. So, to me, it just seems like she's a little bit too focused on him getting back in good with her versus helping her child in this man bond, which needs to be a fucking priority.
Yeah.
Because now you want to take him back because you still love him and all of this other kind of shit, but then your kid don't fuck with him. How is that going to look?
I don't know. She just wants to get Jade again.
How would your kid go feel about that? Like, you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah,
Do you want your kids to feel like, damn, this nigga turned his back on me and you just go act like it's all fucking cool. This nigga left both of us, but you all right with it. So has she talked to her kid about it? I mean, 15 years, the kid is old enough to have this conversation with. How would you feel about, you know, me and your dad working things out? How would you feel, like, find out how that kid is going to feel? Because it's more than her feelings that matter in this. But, again, that's what Mimi would do.
Right. That's all that matters. All right. This one is, it's funny because it's labeled Smoking Hot Out the Box.
Wait, it's called what?
Smoking Hot Out the Box. All right.
If they talking about fucking Lando, I don't want to hear it. Skip to the next question.
I wouldn't even come at you with that. I really wouldn't. Any STD-related question automatically get filtered out. Just because I don't want it to be anything related to dude, seriously. Just for real. I don't want it to be that one time he actually sends a letter not realizing you're reading it, and you put two and two together. No. Okay. All right. Basically,
no, he not, because he don't fuck with mine either.
I wouldn't either. Shit. I wouldn't fuck with nobody that's connected to y'all if I was dude. Just being real. All right.
Hey, I did nothing to do. I just sent him a friendly inbox.
You didn't do nothing to him, but you would do something to him if given the opportunity.
No. You know how Juan is normally like the cool one? He normally the faggot in the group that just wanted to keep and shit. Like, I was actually surprised, but I was proud to see him grow some balls in the way that he just went off on. So, like, he would have thought I wrote it. He was like, you's a bitch-ass nigga, fam. Like, he just went off.
Sometimes they do that, though, because I remember
that dick inside came out of me.
Fam has seen me several times, but he won't say nothing to nobody else when we with Mimi. He wait till he catch Mimi alone.
Eh, that might not be a smart move, because if there's nobody to view your murder, you can get off scot-free.
Right. Null and void.
Right. All right. Basically, this message was, she basically came out and said, I need help. I'm horny all day, every day, and I've had this problem since November. I thought my partner just fell off as far as pleasing me. So I went to my ex on the 17th. Okay? who I've been with on and off for about 10 years, because I knew he would be able to please me. Yes, we use protection. He didn't hit the spot either. My question is there something wrong with me, and why am I so horny? I just had sex Tuesday night, and I woke up Wednesday even hornier. So she wants to know if she has a problem.
That bitch is a nympho.
Yeah, but this just started happening since November, though.
So, she went from one dick to the other, like, in a quick span?
Yeah.
Like there was no break in between?
Apparently not.
One of these dicks are not like the other.
So basically what it is she's having issues with controlling her hormones right now. She's always horny, always ready to get it on. Even after she got it on, she wants to get it on even more. So she thought it was her current partner and that he just wasn't hitting the spot. So she went back to the one that is known for breaking her off something. That didn't
I'm going to push you off.
And just wonder, like, did she leave her current one and just entirely get back with her ex?
Nah, she just said she... Nah, because basically she said she cheated. In so many words, she's secretly low-key saying she cheated. Because she emphasized, in parentheses, yes, we use protection. So, like, I don't know why you felt the need to tell us that part.
Like, that's... Coming to put you out.
Because if she listens to the show, then she may know I was going to ask that.
You probably do. But, no, she chose... Get Jade, and apparently that dude that didn't hit the job either, because the way she's making it sound, it just happened Tuesday, so while we were on air, she was getting Jade, and woke up the next morning, wanting to get Jade again.
Maybe she was listening to the show, and it got canceled, and then she was like, hey, did I get some of my questions in on Thursday?
And I think that's probably what happened. It had to be. It had to be.
If she listening now, I would like to know.
I don't know, because, you know, a lot of our listeners actually come from the web, or they'll listen the next day when they upload, or right away after the show ends if you're on the website.
Well, hey.
See, there's a difference, though. Like, I knew when, like, I just wasn't being satisfied, and that's because...
The box is hot.
No, just okay. So, you know, as good as he had, you know, stroke wise, he was lagging. So, as much sex as we would have, it's like he was basically like the intro to me masturbating, like, because I knew as soon as he left, I was going to have to masturbate. But, having a warm body there was nice, you know, to kind of have something to think about while I kind of finished it off, because he could never do it unless he used his mouth. Or I used to have to try to play it off and make it seem like I was being freaky and tell him, like, don't you rub it on there. Like, because that was on, like, penetrating just wouldn't work.
It's like, don't rub it on.
Wait a minute. Like, rubbing on there, like, what the fuck is going through?
So it's a clit massage with the penis, but moving back and forth fast enough, it has the desired effect. I just fingers irritate, like, niggas don't clip their nails and all kind of shit. Like, don't put your finger, like, it just that bugs me.
Well,
so it that was a completely different feeling. Like, I knew I wasn't being satisfied versus when I was just in a relationship with somebody and was just always wanting one to bang all the time. I don't know how her body signals are and shit, but, like, I knew the difference of what was what. I don't know for her, so I really can't even answer that because, like I said, I knew how to distinguish mine from when I was horny all the time because I wasn't getting off, and just because I'm like, gotta have it, because it was available. Like, I'm usually only like that when it's available, and when it's not, I hardly think about it. I may have a week out of the month where I'm just like, porn sites all the time. And then after that week, I don't think about it no more. So, I don't know.
And you know
I
what?
Really answer that for.
And you because
everybody's bodies is different.
Right. And you might have just brought up a good point. What her problem could be is because she's finally in a stable relationship, and she wants it all the time. Because, like you said, she was on again, off again with the ex who she went back to. But I guess because it wasn't consistent, you know, compared to it is now. I mean, when you've been sleeping with the same person for 10 years, it's kind of, you know, it takes you a while to get used to some new stuff. You know? All right. Well, this is why I can't wait till we get to the new program, because I could have easily just selected that song. That fast. Okay. Next person. Her fiance is in jail for about 8 months. He's been gone for about 7 already. Well, you know, I love him with all his heart, and but whenever this guy, which he has been friends with for a long time, come over or I go to his house, we end up making out and stuff. I mean, she has strong feelings for him and just don't know what to do. She's only 23 and she's raising her fiance's 3 kids. So she's just confused about what she should do. So, basically, her man is in jail. She got his kids, but there's other peen in the picture. She don't know if she should just go ahead and break him off or just wait it out.
And you said fiance?
She said fiance.
First and foremost, Mimi would know that if she has a fiance, that she would not put herself in a position to be around other dudes, whether she had like any type of feelings for them whatsoever, or even knowing that they had those type of feelings for me, because that is a recipe for disaster. Mimi knows to stay out of those situations. So as far as what would Mimi do, Mimi wouldn't be in that fucking situation in the first place. But being 23 and having a nigga in jail, you holding on to his fucking kids, like, never mind. But that's a lot of responsibility at that age. Maybe she's freaking out, and that's kind of her way of escaping it all with this dude that she's been dealing with. But she basically needs to weigh her options. Like I said, she's only 23. Figure out, like, do I really want to be tied to this type of responsibility already? She didn't even say if she had any kids. So if she has kids and then his 3, and they're talking about marriage, she has to take into consideration that they're not going anywhere. That would be a permanent responsibility for her to help take care of. That is the purpose.
My question is, how old is this dude, and what did he go to jail for? Because if you're 23, she's 23, so we don't even know how old dude is, but if he got 3 kids, and he doing time, like, is that even a smart decision to marry into?
I mean, but you said, what, 8 months? I mean, what, 8 months?
She said he's been in, he's in jail for 8 months, for 8 more months.
You okay. Said he's been in there?
So he's been in 7 already.
Oh, I thought
already.
You said he... I thought you said that he's in there for 8 and has
yeah.
been in there for 7, like he get out next month.
Yeah, but because I was going to say, if that's the case, then why do you even have this issue? You can't play with your clit for like another month? You'll make a cut.
But this is my thing. Like, the minute this happens, like he goes off to jail, whatever, like, you can't control yourself enough to keep your lips, hands, whatever the fuck you're doing, off of another guy while your
right.
guy is not present. That is a sign that you do not need to have a fucking fiance. You are not ready to get married. You don't know what being married means. Like,
right.
you don't need to be engaged. That's not for you. Having a fiance and planning to get married is not for you, because you can't even fucking control your hormones around the next nigga. Ding, 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 ding. So,
right.
again, Mimi wouldn't be in that situation, because Mimi would know that if she's not ready, like, hey, you know what? This nigga looking kind of delicious. Think I might want to put my mouth on this guy. oh, gee, I have a ring on my hand. Maybe that's not a good idea. Like, I would know the fucking difference, and I would know right from wrong. So the fact that you can't determine and you need to ask for help on what you should decide shows that you should not be engaged in the first fucking place. Next question.
I mean, you can't really say nothing else. That summed it up. I mean, even if you want to look at it from the other coin, if he's in jail, what did he go to jail for? And is it something that he seems like his dumbass would go to jail for again? Because if he
that
goes,
doesn't matter.
Right.
Because
I'm
this is not his boyfriend. She is saying that this is a fiance. So as a fiance, this is somebody that you are planning to marry. Y'all have said, okay, you know what? This is what I want to do. You are who I want to spend my life with. I want to marry you. Okay, I accept. Now, what this means is that you are ready to commit to a serious relationship. That means no other dingling for you. So the fact that you can't fucking quit making out with some other guy shows that you don't take this shit serious. Take that ring off, give it back, pawn it, whatever the fuck you need to do, but it don't need to be on your finger. If you even have a ring, because niggas in jail, she only 23, niggas be making promise engagements. Who knows? Will you marry me? Yeah, no ring in sight, so who knows?
Yeah, she could be such.
Maybe
yeah,
just if it's a Facebook status update and you don't have no ring, change that shit to single, confused, I don't know what the fuck I want to do, whatever, but it don't need to be engaged to whoever.
I think they should change the category in which they give you options for your relationship status on Facebook. I think they should make hoeing and slutting like an option. I really do.
I don't think too many people will actually openly say they hoeing and or slutting. I'm just being honest. Like, I don't
maybe
think...
they wouldn't say it because it's not a choice.
I'm just saying. I don't think too many... Because the hoes out here, if they ain't getting paid for it, they won't admit they hoes. That's part of that problem right there.
We know the truth.
We do. Signs are always showing when they're doing something they ain't supposed to. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to this one. Okay. Now, this question is actually kind of irrelevant because we as a group have no problem admitting to doing stuff like this, so I don't even see why we could even answer this. But, all right, basically, a guy wants to know, he stays eating his gal, but she never, ever wants to return the favor. She stay flapping her jaws on the phone with everyone, but get an attitude if he asks her to do the same thing. Like, is it wrong for him to want to ask his girl for some damn head? That's what he wants to know.
It's wrong that you that goddamn gullible. Like, because it reminds me of, like, that movie with Jonah Hill, The Sitter, like,
yes.
When Dog was going on her and shit and dealing, he was like, oh, my turn. She was like, oh, yeah. Then he rode his bike home without getting chewed.
That had to hurt, dude, when you think about it.
So, I mean, to whoever this poor soul of a man is, 69s were invented for bitches like that.
Yeah.
You
now,
do her while she does you so she can't get out of it, play you and make you do it first and then pull that. I got a headache. I got a toothache. My sinuses. Oh, my God, I got a nosebleed. Fuck that. Your bitch needs to suck your dick. And if that bitch does not devour your balls, then you need to find a bitch that does because that is unfair. This is 2013. So, if your bitch does not, first of all, you know what? I take that back. I mean it, but I don't know the circumstances. If you uncircumcised, you don't deserve to get your dick sucked, so that's your parents' fault.
That was horrible.
That was childish.
What? It's not childish. Nobody wants to suck no uncircumcised dick, man. We've been through this. That's disgusting. Think about it. I know you're saying people wouldn't
want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
No,
it's not my place to think
I
about it.
I know people with crusty lips. And they go to put Vaseline or Carmex or whatever on it, but the lip skin peels.
Yeah.
It was kind of like poking up. They waiting on it to heal.
Yeah,
imagine kissing them. That has to be with sucking an unsucking fire. It has to be like you just got this extra skin flapping around. That's, man, no. So, men with uncircumcised dicks who find a bitch that let God into her life and her parents didn't love her enough to teach her not to suck them, y'all got lucky. But for the rest of you niggas, no. Unacceptable. But, yeah, so if you have a circumcised penis, then you need to sit her down and say, look, I don't know what your deal is, but we need to get my dick in your mouth as soon as possible, or I'm leaving. I don't got no time for this shit. Like, bitch, grow the fuck up. You are supposed to make my dick grow and then put it in your mouth. That is what it's here for. You always want my mouth on your shit, but then when it's my turn, you always got some bullshit-ass excuse. Now, this is one of those situations where if you want to choke her, Mimi will turn the other way. I'm not telling you to choke her. I'm just saying if you did, I would understand, and I wouldn't tell. And I wouldn't tell. But shit like that would frustrate a nigga. Like,
yeah,
bitch,
really
you want all this motherfucking attention? Like, I could see it. There was no head given in the relationship at all. He just kind of wondered, like, man, you know, and I'm like, it's, you know, whatever, we ain't on that level yet. That's different. But you are performing the act already. And she is not reciprocating. What makes you continue to put your mouth on her if she's not putting hers on you? Was this a discussion that was had beforehand that she said she don't suck dick? And you thought, oh, she's lying, I'm going to change her mind. And now you're seeing that she really don't suck dick, so now you want her to change. Like, I need to know details on why she feels like she cannot suck your penis. So I really can't say too much more of it because I don't know the fucking details. All I know is, as a man, you deserve to get your balls wet. And if your balls are not getting wet, then you need to find somebody to get your balls wet.
All right.
God bless America.
And I'm glad you really... Okay, I'm glad you brought up that point because two more entries are still along the same line of that same topic. Second one is his girl did used to suck his dick religiously.
And then he stopped?
Yes. And he wants to know why.
Your dick, and she is no longer sucking your dick. There are only several reasons. If she does not come home quoting Bible scriptures all the time, that is a sign that she is sucking another dick that's not yours. See, bitches can change, and I'm going to suck dick no more when they find Jesus. We understand that. But if she's not sitting there studying with the Bible and quoting scriptures and telling people, you know, God bless you, brothers and sisters, when she out, then she just may be sucking on somebody else's dick and don't want to tell you that. There's a possibility that she's no longer attracted to you. I don't know if maybe you put on weight, you got a beard that ain't working for you, or your hairline receding, maybe your ball snake. I don't know. There's something that's turning her off that she no longer wants to suck your penis. And then just, again, number three, ding, 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 she is sucking somebody else's dick. And his dick is probably bigger than yours, and it hurts her jaw to have to do his and then come home and try to do you. So she just said, fuck it, and X you out altogether because he's fucking her better. Who knows? I'm just saying the chances that you are getting cheated on and she is now sucking somebody else's dick instead of yours is very high. So if I was you, I would pray to Jesus that she is just praying to Jesus, and that is why she is no longer sucking your cock.
Wow. Okay. okay. Now,
I will pray to Jesus that she is praying to
you. Okay. The third person in the same topic is saying he's been with this girl for about a year. she is down to do anything and everything, even anal, but will not suck dick. She's always asking for head and wants to do some of the freakiest shit in public. How can he get his dick wet from this freaky chick?
And yeah, maybe he has an uncircumcised penis and it's just not desirable to suck. Maybe there's just something going on where, I don't know, is he overweight? Because that's my thing. That's why I can't date an overweight guy, because I don't want to suck his dick.
No,
because
said,
I don't want his stomach resting on top of my head.
To sum the letter up, he's basically saying that this is something she has been adamant against from day one. So not even seeing him naked yet, she's always said, no, I don't suck dick. He even
no,
stated,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that is my reason from day one why I can't date a fat guy. Because I can't be with somebody that I can't perform oral sex on. And I just can't perform sex on oral sex on a fat guy. Because that whole stomach and just is weird to me. Like, I told y'all how I feel. Like, if I'm on my knees and then he gets the feeling too good and let his stomach go and it's just sitting on the top of my... No, I can't deal with all that. There's too much pressure. But...
Is that what Twan ever got now?
But maybe...
It was a lot for that. That just made it easier to say no.
But there are, I mean, if she was like that in the beginning, that goes back to what I was saying about the person right before them. Was it a thing where she's always said that and you thought, oh, well, she just bullshit, she bluffing, I'm going to get her to suck my dick. And now you salty because you can't get her to suck your dick. If she told you from the beginning that that's not what she does, maybe, just maybe, there was a reason why she doesn't suck dick. Look at Amber. Amber has a reason why she no longer does, because she was traumatized when she fucking did it. So maybe there's a reason why she is open to everything else and not that. Somebody who is that sexual and that open to do everything else but not suck dick, there has to be something that happened that makes her not want to suck dick. We don't know. She could have been molested as a kid, and they made, you know, her perform oral sex. She could have had something traumatizing when she did it. The motherfucker didn't let her head go, and she damn near choked to death on some... We don't know. All I'm saying is there could be a traumatizing situation that is the underlying issue of why she doesn't give head. So if that may be the case, then you either need to respect it or find somebody who will suck your dick and leave her alone.
I don't even know why dude needs the bitch. If he's doing everything else, you know.
Or he can't take her to a therapist?
Maybe she don't want to go.
I mean, like, what is the fucking difference? Okay, if she's letting you fuck her every way under the sun, would damn near travel to the sun to let you fuck her on it. Man, you had to close your eyes, tell her to spit in her hands, and make that hand job the best imaginary head that you ever had. You getting everything else.
True. True. All right. Now, I don't know if this one is even relevant, but first of all, they want to let you know that they're in their first lesbian relationship. They currently don't have any toys besides using toys and eating her out. She wants to know what else can she do to make their sex life better and more exciting until they get some more toys. That's only enjoyable for you to watch.
Yeah, so... We're going to ask Mimi what would Mimi do, though Mimi's not a lesbian. Alrighty. I'm just saying, like, you know that I don't fuck bitches.
Right.
I grab a dick every now and then. But you, like, this is the thing. The questions come in, but you choose the question. So you decided to choose this question to ask me, like, I know what it's like to fuck bitches. Like, I got some shit to recommend. Oh, yeah, it's cool. Just stick a curling iron up there. I don't fucking know.
Wait, what?
I ain't saying nothing about no curling iron. That's just horrible, dog.
That was actually on, I don't know if it was Jason or Halloween, but it was one of them where that motherfucker took a curling iron and shoved it up her shit.
True. Nah, but that's all we have for today. Cause the list.
So Mimi just recommended that hoes masturbate with a curling iron. Okay.
Yeah.
Carolyn and I.
That's all we have today. Because Tom picked a dumbass question to ask me instead of actually finding a good question to ask me.
No, actually, I didn't have no more with me right now.
Okay. And you didn't have no more with me because you decided to ask me a fucking lesbian question. What's wrong with you? I could see if we had a special Twitter guest on the show. A lot of them bitches love fucking bitches. They talk about it and shit. Like Juan said, with the scissors and sucking the strap-ons and all that shit. I don't goddamn know.
This question was just sent over to me, so I asked it because...
Right, she was looking for some real advice. Now she was probably real fucked up in the head now that you said Curly and I.
Okay.
I mean, but if Mimi was a lesbian, what would Mimi do?
I mean, I don't want to eat vagina, so I can't picture Mimi being a lesbian.
That is a key part of being a lesbian.
And, right, otherwise, because if I'm the lesbian that don't eat pussy, then I'm going to be getting letters wrote about me just like that other guy just sent in.
I'm still upset Mimi went on this full-fledged political platform about sucking dick. Like, that was funny.
I'm a real American playing in the background.
Shout out to Jack Swagger for getting a DUI, busted with pot, weed,
yes.
The people.
No, but have you
recently,
seen how that? Tuesday, while we were on air, the news broke that he got busted with weed.
So now what about WrestleMania?
Right. That's what everybody's saying right now, because with dude being busted, if it's like the way Cameron was, where she just got arrested but no actual charges brung up against him, he'll just be suspended for a while. But they probably won't suspend him until after WrestleMania unless they rewrite something real quick. But if he actually...
Which I don't see happening because the way WWE has been, like, they can't even really fucking write the storyline now. So,
right.
Their creative team sucks.
And with the fact that one of the rules is, like, if he gets actually physically arrested and has to go to trial in regards to it, he gets fired. It's actually written in there that if you get hit with some drug possession charges, you get fired. So,
right, because that's like breach of contract or some shit.
Right. So that's where it's up in the air right now with dude. So 9 out of 10, WWE is probably going to go ahead in some way, somehow, rewrite the storyline. Fucked up because Zeb thought he had a job, and now he's under the Tony Atlas AKK.
He's unemployed, Floyd.
Basically.
Well... did you guys have any actual topics for tonight?
Remember, we're supposed to be doing the one you came up with, the exes that comes back. And since the show
right,
ended...
Yeah, because Tom decided he wanted to play fucking Taylor Swift. They were never ever going to let us back on fucking air.
Okay. I did not expect to get Kanye'd as many times as we should have been canceled by now. We never did. So the one day
right,
we play
like,
white music, we get canceled.
Right, like, dude might as well just say, hey, and shrugged, and then the shit went out.
That's a damn near it seemed like. But, so, Mimi, any rants today? Because you didn't get a chance to rant on Tuesday.
Okay.
You had a specific one you told me that you wanted me to remind you about.
Yeah, I remember it. Remember it. So, my darling jelly bean will be 4 in June.
Woohoo!
That means mommy is trying to get her enrolled in school for the next year, get her in K-4, because she, like, there wasn't enough space for her to get enrolled in K-3 to be in school for the 2012-13 school year. So, if there's one thing I fucking hate, like everybody knows, I hate the wintertime. I hate being cold. It bugs the hell out of me. I will melt your fucking eyeballs out when you walk in my house because I will have the heat up. That's actually why I'm always fucking falling asleep in the middle of shit, because I be so hot and just comfortable that I doze off. But it's fucking freezing on Tuesday. Remember that's when we had like all that strong ass wind and shit that was blowing?
Yeah.
So it's like it's cold as fuck, and I have to go get birth certificate, all of this other kind of shit, and then go to the school board to turn in his application to get her in school. Now, the reason I have to go to the school board to turn in this application is because I call the school and I say, hey, now, open enrollment started February 4th. It's February 4th through the 22nd. I tried applying online on February 4th, put in all our information. When I put in K-4, the school that I wanted for her did not show up. Now, I know they have K-4. Why are they not showing up in the list? I call the school. Oh, well, we're not doing online enrollment for that. You're going to have to fill out a paper application and blah, 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 bring this in. Okay, whatever. So I finally get the paper application. I fill it out, turn it in immediately. Now, I call the school before leaving into this brisk-ass wind and traveling, burning my gas because, this day, remember, I lost my debit card. I got it back, but I had already shut it off, which, by the way, I got my new one today and activated it already, so I'm back in the clear. But, I couldn't, I didn't have any cash on me. I had left all my shit at home, and I'm like, fuck, I can't run out of gas. It's too cold to run out of gas. I just need to get this run done, go back to work. Once I make it home, I'll be cool. I go to the gas station by the crib. So I call. I'm like, okay. Now, I tried to apply online. I couldn't. They said, whatever about the application. Okay, all of that is done. Where do I need to turn it in? Do I need to bring it to the school, or do I need to take it to the school board? Her information to me was, oh, well, ma'am, you can turn that in either or. If you turn it in here, we're just going to collect blah, 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 blah for our waiting list and then turn them in to the school board. You take it to the school board, they're just going to collect blah, 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 blah for the waiting list here. Okay. I work downtown. School board is on 52nd and Valley. That is closer than me traveling all the way to 76th and Congress. So I get in my car, I drive all the way to 52nd and Valley, only to be told, we don't accept paper applications. Everything has to be applied for online. Well, it can't be applied for online if when I go for this fucking grade, it's telling me that, this school is not even popping up. And when I call and talk to the school, they told me that I had to fill out a paper application. Oh, well, we don't process any paper application. Everything is electronic. So you would have to take that to the school. So you know by now I'm angry.
Yeah.
I stand there, and I call the school in front of the lady. And I say, now, I am down here at the school board, which I was directed that I could fucking go to. I called before I came here to find out where I had to turn in this application because I had been trying for 2 weeks to get this enrollment stuff done so that my baby can start school next year. I did not have the time to be taken off of work, running around, freezing my tits off because y'all are letting people answer the phone that don't know what information to give people. If you know that I'm supposed to bring the application to you, then why would you tell me that I can also turn it in at the school board, and then when I fucking get here, they don't know nothing about it? Oh, well, I apologize for that misinformation you received. Bitch, that ain't enough. You owe me some gas money. I don't get it. When you fuck up like that, I can see if I misread a policy or some shit, and I apologize for the inconvenience if a delivery was late. Oh, I apologize for the inconvenience. But, No, bitch, you need to do more than apologize for the inconvenience. You need to fucking compensate me for the inconvenience because I had to take time out of my day to come and freeze in the fucking cold, driving around, looking for parking spaces, not being able to eat lunch because I'm like, okay, in an hour, I have to leave from downtown, go up here, find a park, go into school, get business taken care of, get back in the car, drive back downtown, and then continue to look for a park again so that I can go back into work and resume my work day. And I did all of this to get nothing achieved because I can't even turn this shit in here today. I don't have time to leave here and come all the way up there to fucking turn it in. So now I'm going to have to do the same shit tomorrow just to bring it up there. So that is like a big fucking problem for me. Employers letting employees answer the phone and answer fucking questions that they don't know the goddamn answer to. If you don't know, bitch, that's fine. Find somebody that know. If you tell me, excuse me, miss, I'm sorry. I'm really not sure. Let me check on that for you. I would rather you have me on hold for 3 minutes than make me drive fucking 20 out of my way because you didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. That really pissed me off, dude. Like, bitch, don't guess. If you don't know, look it up. Don't you always got a policy made with some shit somewhere? Why the fuck don't you know the answer to these goddamn questions that I'm asking you?
So you got to go back out tomorrow, like Friday, and do this all over again?
No, I did it already.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, because tomorrow it's going to be ugly. They talking about us getting 6 inches of snow by morning commute time.
Yeah, and I got to drive Ree all the way to my grandpa's house and then go to work because Jelly Bean is, like, really, 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 really sick. So she's with Mom, so she wouldn't have to come out at all.
Yeah.
So Beans is really, really bad right now.
Not Beans.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
it ain't as bad as me, though. Not only do I have to get up, drop my dad off at work, drop my little brother off at work.
My tire's shady, though.
We can go up there. I got to do all that before 10 o'clock. Still got to go to this Potawatomi interview and whatnot, and still got to go to work. Then go to this Ticket Save interview. All on the snow day.
Ticket save interview.
Yeah.
Already?
Well, Juan's supposed to say I was supposed to go up there so she could pull my file. So.
Oh, yeah. So,
that might be on the on spot. Who knows?
Oh, she said they all looking for third shift. But, like, for some odd reason, the retard has been posted on the site. But just fill out the application anyway so that when they call you and hire you, that's just, they know what you're looking for. All
right. So I'm like, I'm not going to apply for no cashier.
No. We don't need another nigga on staff.
Right.
Too many already.
I don't think I would want to work cashier, especially not with you. We wouldn't get shit done.
Right. Like, don't call me like that, bro. I'd get my job done.
You know, it'll be definitely fresh on location all day, every day. And you
it's
know
like
it.
That now.
Right, but
you know how many times a day I get called rude.
But it'll be on camera. Like, somehow I done got cool with security, so I done got footage of us at work.
Oh, but for those who are, so that's what happens when you do stuff like that. But anyway, for all my video gamers in the world, if you do play the WWE
Shout out to Wi-Fi, because when I'm on Sprint, and I can still get my picture messages and cock shots while I'm on the phone.
Who the fuck? Never mind. Like,
y'all don't think Wi-Fi deserves a shout out?
Yes, Wi-Fi most definitely deserves a shout out. Part of the reason we wouldn't be even doing this show if it wasn't for Wi-Fi. So, yeah.
You improperly used Wi-Fi.
Shout out to these niggas playing Ruzzle after I corrected my name.
What is it now? Creeper Man 2000?
Now, if you ever played me in Ruzzle, you would realize I left a letter out of my name. I think Mimi's the only person who caught it. So I went and fixed it real quick.
So tonight was Creeper Man 2000, like I suggested.
No, it was Mr. Tone Deaf without the D at first.
It was Tone F?
Yep. So since then, I have corrected that.
So WWE will now be WWE 2K14. What a load of...
You should have known he was going to do that, though. You should have known. But
this is scratched.
You got, you said it scratched. What?
I said that's go crack. Was his return? That awkward moment when somebody fake Facebooks you hit my line tomorrow when you didn't already sold their system.
Oh. Your own fault. Cats out here mad because they ain't getting their cookies like they want. Not my problem. Just to let y'all know, that's Mimi's getting inappropriate inboxes. On air.
Y'all can hear that?
Dude, we heard that clear as day. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, first of all, one of them was my mama.
Yeah,
that still could count as an inappropriate text, but no, she was inviting me something about the morning.
I was going to say, she the last. She and her inappropriate. You know stuff that you should not know because of your mama. Could have got paid off of that one. Tell her people who be finding words that I don't see. Like. So, one.
What's up?
How was your day, bro?
Well, first of all, that sounded a little suspect. I'm asking grown man how his day was.
You can ask a grown man how their day was.
Man, quit being a fucking. No. But your statement was just as good as a fucking pause. You don't ask another grown man how his day was. Why the fuck not?
So you telling me your dad don't come home and ask you how your day was, bro?
Oh. He do it sarcastic, like. Yeah, like, so how was your day? Because he know he ain't fucking do shit. That's his way of saying, so how was your worthless ass day while I was out working hard, bitch?
Well, me and my dad, we ask each other how our day is quite often, and he tells me some of the funniest shit that go on at Concourse Motors that sadly I cannot divulge for legality reasons because I don't need him losing his pension because he got fired because his son wouldn't shut the hell up on air.
Oh, man, it was cool, you know, with the work, a bunch of white people. And for some odd reason, like, when you put the sign up that says closed, everybody act like they can't read. You close the lane, shut the light off, signifies, so that guy's either going on break or he's getting off work. Then they always hop in your line, like, oh, shit, fam, I only had two items, you can't take me? I can't take you.
I'm trying to get out of here. Yeah. That's why I can't take you. I'm trying to leave too. And you stay here. That's the 10 minutes for you. I don't even know you. Yeah. And then, like, they pull that I only got two items shit because they only got two items in their arms.
It's
and then they
right.
make mama walk up behind them with a full cart.
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling several people
that
had to leave my line for life. They don't like that. They're like, man, you can't take me? I'm like, yeah, bro, you got some juice and some milk. Cool. Then they be like, yeah, hey, cuz, it's cool over here. They're trying to roll over the grass. I'm like, nah, I don't know who's taking them. You had items.
Horrible. Okay.
Right,
I'm as horrible as this feeling I'm having now. Like,
all right, I'm starting to get sick and tired of my job for certain things. Like, they have us doing this training. Like, we have to do a new training every month. But lately, dog, they've been giving us a training like every 2 weeks with nothing to sell in the store. But the stuff we be training for, it don't be nothing new to learn. And we be required to have to take that. It is getting on my nerves because I swear I just took this training 2 weeks ago. Now I got to turn around and do this training all over again for no damn reason.
Well, they said if you're ready, you don't have to get ready.
I understand, but shit, same shit. Also, shout out to Wiz and Amber. Their baby was born today.
Hey, another weirdo was born into the world. Can't get enough of those.
Sebastian Taylor, Babash, as they call him, was born today.
What nigga shouldn't be in charge of naming their babies?
That's not as bad as some of the white people, though. Because Jessica Simpson, regardless if she has a boy or girl, plans on naming her child Ace.
Name her baby what?
Ace.
Like Ace in the home?
Like Ace Hardware Store.
Like Ace is an
eight? Right.
Well, I tell other people if I have twins, I want to name them Tangeran and Alizé. So,
I hate you.
It ain't that bad.
Yeah. I highly doubt that's what you go fucking name them.
Especially if you having it with who you possibly may have them with.
That'll probably be more of the insinuation of that.
They gonna be named after appetizers and shit.
But boneless.
Boneless and quesadilla.
Name my kid French fries.
Name him.
Oh, fucking eat.
Dip and stick.
Mozzarella. I don't think I would name my dipping stick, fam. I'm not sure about that one.
Dipping stick.
You calling them dipshit? They be a tag team.
Well, shit. That look at their dad. You're born into this world already with two strikes against you from one person.
Why? Because I'm their dad and their last name Dinkins? Is that what you're talking about?
Damn right.
So I guess your kid already got a strike because Aunt Natty's a creep?
Hey, she's a female, so she's cool. She'll just know what to look out for. She'll just know what to look out for. Some people don't date folks like their parents. Safe.
So your insinuation, when you sit her down and have that talk, you would say, just don't date guys like me?
Just no. You tell them about your past. See, because, your parents supposed to tell you about they past and they have these dark secrets and stuff they used to be like. Sadly, sure. Mimi's mom tells her everything. So
I would just
tell
your kid to read your timeline.
I'll close all that when they get to that age. First of all, Twitter ain't going to be around by then.
You know, I know it'll be called. It'll be called something new, and you'll still be a creep. What's the point?
Nope, won't be on it. Should I be working too damn much? Hell, I'm trying to have two jobs this summer.
If don't nobody fuck up your kid life, I definitely will.
Yes, you will.
I will tell her everything that her father did.
She ain't going to believe you.
Well, Mimi will vouch for it.
She ain't gonna believe Mimi ain't gonna do that. Why would Mimi traumatize the kid?
Did you not see what she did to her own kid like a week ago?
That's hers. Different story. She saw a golden opportunity.
What do you think she does to kids that ain't blood?
She ain't gonna ruin them. We'll see.
Now don't fuck with them. Keep them away from me.
Okay. Mila will be the first one that test the waters. If Mila comes out okay, then Lily will be fine.
So, wait, you banging your whole kid's lifespan on my face?
I'm just saying.
Not smart.
Because Monte has an I don't give a fuck attitude. So, if Mila can survive, Lily will be cool.
Well, them kids on these straitjackets at the age of 12.
All of them. But we'll probably be the best damn parents ever. Our kids will always be good. They'll understand. The minimization of getting fucked over would be low.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're going to have a philosophy at about age 9 that life's fucked up.
Right. Shit, let a boy be born. Let y'all have a boy. Man.
As long as he's not a cancer.
Yeah. Actually, I read y'all horoscope today, and as a male cancer, y'all are horrible.
Wait, what happened? How you been doing that,
man? Y'all are horrible. Y'all are horrible. I'm so glad that I don't have a cancer son. I'm glad I don't have a cancer son and a Gemini daughter.
Man. But you're a creepy Aquarius. Or
well,
Sagittarius, my bad.
I'm an Aquarius. Like, damn, you're just going to make me a whole other area? And,
right.
We're not creepy. Sagittarius is our cool. They look out for everybody until you fuck them over.
You're quite creepy, and I have evidence. So.
I've never denied that I'm not. I just love pussy. It's end of story.
You love it to a certain extent, huh, that you just offer everybody a back rub. You know what, bro?
Ain't nothing wrong with a back rub, dog. See, just because back rub as you're growing up or a massage, usually is the trickery that men would use, African-Americans mostly, to get the box. Doesn't mean that every single person I say, hey, I'll give you a massage, I'm trying to get their box.
So some ain't nothing wrong with a back rub. Ain't nothing wrong with a back rub.
We need Juan to call in right now.
There's nothing wrong with a back rub if you're not trying to get the box. Sometimes they want that back rub from you because they know you're not trying to get the box. And just for giving her a back rub without trying to get the box, she'll give you the box as a constellation. Like, here, you did such a great job. You get the box.
So, wait a minute. So what you're saying is you give out back. Like, you don't intend to get the box, but you get the box as a consolation prize. So your plan is reverse psychology?
My plan is not reverse psychology because I don't want the box from them. See, that's the factor here. I don't want the box from them. I'm just saying I don't turn down the box when it's given. Like, oh, okay, hey, no problem.
Yeah, if I ever see a tweet that Tone say he's going to go get high, I'll call him just telling me the liar.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? I do get high. Just not off my own supply.
Off life, motherfucker?
You have been in the presence of me when I have done it.
And you don't need to do it.
I'm just funny when I do it. That's all. No, you don't need to do it, Mr. Inappropriate.
I'm inappropriate sober. What's your point?
Yeah, but you get extra inappropriate.
And you get extra analytical, motherfucker.
I'm just analytical.
Nobody wants to know the meaning of life when they chop.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, you do. Chop psychology needs to be a course.
Oh, it's 11:42. We got 15 minutes left.
It is?
I thought it was time to close the show. But it's not. So, I guess we can shout out to all the fat bitches. Hello.
Why are we shutting out the fat bitches, Doug?
I just said they need love.
True. You know what? I'm gonna download this episode. And
as a fat person, you have to have a weight requirement. Like, I look at life like you can't date nobody bigger than your fatness. If you do, then that's a problem.
Maybe y'all just good eating buddies. Y'all go to all the good buffets together.
You know what?
Maybe y'all just go to all the good buffets together. Speaking of buffets, as a crew, we do to go to out to eat.
I was referring to me.
That's a sign I'm sleepy because I'm yawning now.
Shout out to everybody who maxed out their quest cards today.
Quest re-up today? Man, I gotta wait to see if I get approved from Quest.
Nah, what's the date? Today the 21st. Everybody got their Quest cards on the 15th. They maxed them out today. Shout out to everybody, you know, living that shrimp and steak life for the first 15 days of the month. But to be in the store for the next week and a half, eating bologna and hot dogs. Shout out to them.
Bologna and hot dog, dog, for real?
Right, I see them all the time. On the second, they come in there, they buy 3-4 packs of the $20 shrimp. And they don't even get popcorn shrimp, that's like $9 a box. They get the $25 shrimp that you gotta, you know, from the seafood place in the store. They balling. They get snow crab and lobsters and shit like that. Then at the end of the month, I see them same people buying milk, cheese, and bologna and bread.
That's they WIC check then.
Nah, you can't get bologna on WIC, G.
That's true. Maybe they might have a little cash in their pocket.
See, when you gotta spend money, you get the stuff you know, you get the less expensive stuff. Man, maybe you get $500 worth of Quest and they're rich. She was in line buying candy bars for everybody. Now, oh, you want that? Get that. Go ahead, grab that. I'm like, what? What's this about? I almost threw my bed in. Like, let me get an almond joint outside. Buying everybody shit. You know what?
All right. Well, I don't have to take my sisters in the morning because their mom is not going to work. So that frees up my busy day just a tad bit.
Snow day. Going snowballs and little kids.
I'm thinking about not going to work myself because of the snow day, too. It all depends on how the snow look in the morning. So.
Right. Shout out to WFSO. They're throwing an award show tomorrow. I don't know what the awards are for. No clue.
We better get one this year.
But we were voted for. What were we voted? We were voted for best staff members.
Yeah.
Or
well, you know, we
staff
got
staff member of the year.
You know, we got an award last year at BCW. That's when we got our award.
What did we get an award for?
Best show on Ask AJ.
Where? How far? We got
that. But that was last year, though. So. We need
Does anybody know the card for the show tomorrow? Is it a card? Like, are there going to be wrestling? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's wrestling. It's a card. It's posted on their Facebook page.
Will JP be there?
Of course JP will be there. You know, he's actually a staff member for WFSO. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
JP is a staff member for WFSO?
Yep.
Who the fuck hired that guy?
I don't know. It's a tournament tomorrow. It's an 8-man tournament.
You say you doing lives of rumplements tomorrow?
We might.
No, fam, I'm not snorting that shit on my nose. It burns drinking it. I can only imagine what it feels like going up your nose.
Didn't JP say if Lexi does it, he'll train her?
No. The deal was if she did 2 lines of rumplements, they could be tag team partners. So I guess being a partner will come along with some training.
Yeah. Not only are you a partner, you're guaranteed an in-ring and out-of-ring role.
Right. 2 lines of one for me.
But
want me to snort one for you?
You going to take one for the team?
JP said you do 2 lines of one for me so I can be partners.
Y'all crazy. I ain't doing that shit.
Man, I told you, burn going down, drinking it. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's my little sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Jazz. Tomorrow's also Tori's birthday, but I really didn't give a fuck.
Oh, he counted down as we speak right now on Twitter.
Fucking verbally said I didn't give a fuck.
Are we trying to hit up Water Street, people?
Yeah, that request. Nah, I don't know. I don't hang out with Team Turnout.
I'm asking Mimi, too.
I've met Team Turnout, and they're not my type of people.
Miss Dinkin.
Cocaine and Blue Moons is not my type of party.
Miss Dinkins, are you asleep already?
Yeah.
Are you trying to hit Water Street tomorrow?
I
don't know yet. Depends on the weather. Because I'll already be on Wall Street.
What time was they trying to hit Water Street? Because if we out wrestling, we weren't going to be nowhere near Water Street to damn near 10:30, 11 o'clock at night anyway.
Right. Where is the show supposed to be at?
The show is actually on the south side, dude. It's actually in Cudahy. So we'll be all the way on.
How'd you Cudahy? They have free bacon?
I don't think they bacon free anymore, bro. They had a fire like last year. They got to recoup them losses.
Never mind. Bacon prices going through the roof.
I bet you it was hickory smelling that day.
Just had the whole plant smell like hickory smoke, apple smoke wood.
Right. I bet you
apple smoke wood bacon is the shit. Never had any good stuff.
I don't even know what made them say, hey, let's just go ahead and rub some apple on this bacon here.
Right. It's kind of like a Snapple apple. We've never had a Snapple apple. It's the most delicious thing in the fucking world. It's like every sip is like biting a red, delectable apple. Fucking awesome.
Oh, my team is starting to suck now on 2K. We took our first loss in over 85 games, dog, to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You said you lost 85 games for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, we took our first loss.
In 85 games, fam. It's only 82 games in the season.
Right. It carried over from last season, son. We swept the playoffs, and we just was on a straight run.
So what'd you win, like 87-0?
Yep. Like, I got traded to... got traded to Brooklyn, and we never looked back.
Well, anyway, I would like to shout out everybody who listened, everybody who didn't listen.
Shout out to you hoes for going in on Scandal tonight.
You know what? I watched, like, the last 15 to 20 minutes of that show. I don't really see what the hype is about it. It's the chick is a mistress to the president, and that's about the gist of it.
And Mimi broke it down. A lot of people who love the show can relate to it because they somebody's
mistress. They're side chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no wonder. Everybody who liked it is usually a side chick. Or had thoughts about being somebody's side chick. But she's the ultimate side chick. That's the primitive side chick. Y'all niggas just want to be the side chick to Lil Ray Ray who sell dope and drive a Chrysler.
And then write like, letters talking about...
Right.
They want somebody else's penis while Lil Ray Ray in jail for another eight more months.
Yeah, get their life together. Hopefully, Tone will never play white people music on this show again.
Not at all.
I like Eminem, but he'll never get airplay on this show.
Nah, I can't trust him. Can't take that risk.
Right. Can't trust those honkies over there. They got a song like that.
Machine Gun Kelly can't get played. Nobody can.
And I like Mac Miller. He'll never get any airtime on
here. Can't get no airtime. No, Taylor Swift fucked it up for all of y'all.
Right. So make sure y'all tune in.
We need blog.
The next week's show will actually be back Tuesday. I have more fucked up questions from what will Mimi do?
Swear to God, I will. I'm gonna find some for us.
These questions are so like people really live fucked up lives.
It just lets you know that, you know, there's a lot more to people than what we are. Because there's a lot of J's in the world. Because if you realize, every question has some J implication to it. Other than every one of them. Like, even the one who was thinking about getting back with her baby mama has some J undertone. Like, you really didn't care about your kid aspect of it. You just worry about, should you take them back? That's a J move. So, yeah, we're going to change it from what will me and me do to Jayers Anonymous.
Really? I don't think they're going to write in now. You're going to have an inbox dead empty because nobody wants to be called a J.
It's going to be a subtitle. And if you don't know what a J is, before this week
read
is
the
over,
dictionary.
Go to the dictionary and
read
it will show you what a J is. Because a lot of y'all are J's in disguise. Or unknown J's.
Some people are J's at heart, though.
Yeah. Some people accept their J-ness and they J freely. But, yeah. So with that being said, Juan, I think we're going to leave tonight's show.
Time to go home. Shout out to Mimi for coming through, the Ghetto Prophet. I don't know who gave her that goddamn name. Probably was Tone. Shout out to Tone. Hey, we didn't play any music tonight.
Nope.
One song.
Not one damn song.
One damn song. And that was at the beginning of the show, and I don't know who that was about.
That was BU. That was my cuz. And the only reason why I picked that was because the show was starting and neither one of y'all was in queue. So I had to pick something that was at least long enough for me to find y'all.
I get text like, fam, it takes the show 10 minutes to get to us. Don't text me talking about we on air, because we wasn't on air.
No, we would have had only a 2-minute intro, because I was going to cut right to it because we had already, started the show. And nobody was there. So that's the only reason why I did the long intro like always. Like, I had a good Wiz Khalifa skit and everything. Hell, I might play it now.
Well, shout out to Wiz Khalifa for having a baby.
Mimi sleep on air, dog.
Baskin, what was the last name, Taylor?
Yeah.
Taylor gang. I wonder if I'm from
You know Mimi sleep right now, dog.
That's usually the cue that we have been here too long and it's time to go home.
We ain't even made midnight yet, though.
Right.
We actually cut up earlier than normal.
Like, miss, I'm up, turn up, do my homework. I turned the heat off, so I'm over there in a pool of drool.
Right. Just hear us talking about her as she snores.
She don't talk about my snoring.
Yeah, because you ain't heard your snoring, dog.
Yeah, but I don't snore on live radio streams, okay?
Were you snoring on conference?
I'm yet to conquer that.
Have you snored on conference calls, though?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Never, ever. Right. That'd be White West.
You know what? I'm going to borrow that conference call one night and use it to do tone deaf.
I heard they do a dating show.
Yeah,
they give out relationship advice.
Right. They, Jacob and Shannon, and then they tried to get me to do it last night, too, were debuting their relationship show. Unfortunately, it came on the exact same time Tasha's show came on, so, no, I didn't care.
Well, as long as I don't have to beat Brandon to as long as I have to beat Dub for relationship advice, because it was doing the version, but it's not my business.
No, that's Doolin. That's the version. Nobody asked Doolin. Matter of fact, Doolin got labeled. Like, when you're referring to... No, seriously, when you're referring to a guy who is minimum in skills in something, you're known as a Doolin.
So when you like, they just call you a Doolin?
Yeah. So, like, if you don't know too much about something in a relationship, you're known as a dueling. So, Mimi's phone finally died. Oh, no, that was one phone that died. And Mimi wakes up. All right. So, with that being said, people, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I got clothes and the laundry I need to go get now. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night to check out the Poetry Push with Miss Dia, starting properly at 8 o'clock. And then we'll be back live on Tuesday at the normal time of 10:30 with the Definitely Fresh Show with more fucked up questions for Mimi, as always. And by then, we'll have another topic because, believe me, somebody would do something stupid this weekend. So, with that being said, you guys have a good night and stay safe. Bye, Mimi.
Next.
All right, sign here. Initial here. Okay. All right, and sign one more time right here. All right. What is this? Oh, you just agreed to be the new spokesman for the AARP.
Get hard, stay hard, get hard, stay hard, get hard, stay hard, get hard, stay hard. It works, it works.
With a cane, nigga. Fake teeth and toupees, nigga. Plus you can't get laid, nigga. But it's okay, nigga. It's a better day, nigga. Take this pill, it's for real. Listen what I say, nigga.
If you can finish standing on the way you're at, if you turn the channel, nigga, turn it back. Order this pill and get your boner back. Remember when you used to get a wreck, when your girl was fine, you was having sex, when you drove a Jag out of Cadillac. Get a 20-year-old from that fucking bar. Take her to your house and show where you would start. Getting these pills is like a brand new car.
Take these pills, and the next thing you know, you try to have sex. Watch your